السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فجزاه الله تعالى عنا وعن الأمة خير الجزاء وأوفر الجزاء أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers All the prophets and messengers of Allah from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them and upon all their families and followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salam alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'un, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ The meaning of this surah is, have you seen the one who denies religion? That is the one who repulses the orphan and urges not the feeding of the indigent. So woe to the worshippers, those who are heedless of their prayers, those who show off and they refuse the small kindness. This is surah number 107 from the towards the end of the Quran. It is one of the shorter surahs, only 7 ayat, but it has great meanings, very significant, very important to pay attention. It was revealed in Medina, according to many authorities, especially at the time when the many munafiqeen, the hypocrites, were roaming around, pretending to be Muslims, but they were not following the true message of Islam. They were claiming that they were Muslims, but they were far away from the values and the principles of Islam. So here in this surah, you have a criticism of religion, criticism of a religiosity, religious behavior that appears to be religious but actually is not religious. So the surah begins, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Have you seen, have you considered the person who denies the religion, who tells lie to religion? And the answer is not the one who does not believe in God. The answer is not given the one who does not read the Quran or does not believe in Quran or does not recognize Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Prophet of Allah. The answer is that person who does not care for the poor and the needy, for the orphans. فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. يَدُعُ means يَدْفَعَ, دَفْعًا شَدِيدًا, pushes them away, neglects them, repulses them. So is that the person who repulses the orphan? وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ, and does not take care of the poor, does not urge others to take care of the poor, and does not do himself. عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ, but say عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. That means miskin has the right in his, whatever he has. So it is his miskin's food that he has. He himself has that, whatever he has, some of it belongs to the miskin. And he does not give it. He does not give the share of the miskin to a miskin. He himself eats it, devours it. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And then second, very strong criticism, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. So woe to those who pray. Well is also wadi fi jahannam. Actually, in a sense, it's saying that to hell with those who pray. Wailu lil musallin. Very strong to find that statement in the Quran. Why? Because it is a great emphasis on some point. Alladhina hum an salatihim sahun. Those who are heedless of their prayer. It does not say alladhina hum fi salatihim sahun, those who forget in their prayers, because sahw in salat is not a sin. I mean, sometimes you forget whether you prayed 3 rakah or 4 rakah. And it happened to Rasulullah himself. The Prophet was praying one time Zuhr or Asr prayer, and he made salam after 3 rakah. And one sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, is the prayer become short now? Or you forgot? And the Prophet ﷺ asked someone else also to confirm that. Did he really pray 3 rakah? And when some other sahaba said, yes, you prayed only 3. So Rasulullah ﷺ prayed 4th rakah and then made sajda sahu. And that's what we are supposed to do. And the Prophet said, Innama unsitu li'allim. I am made to forget so that I teach you what to do in the case of you forget. So praying, forgetting in the salat is a human thing. Human being forget sometime. Sometime you pray 5 rakah and thinking you prayed 4. Sometime you forget some other. If there is a wajib that you neglect, then you make sajda sahu. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alladhina hum an salatihim sahun. those who are heedless of their prayers, those who do not understand the meaning of the prayer, the meaning of the prayer, the values of the prayer, what prayer should do to a person. So religion is, yes, religion is belief. Yes, religion is to recognize that there is only one God, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God, and Quran is the book of God. All of these things, the principles of religion, yes, these are there. Prayer is there. Fasting is there. Zakat is there. Hajj is there. But there is another aspect of religion. And that aspect is taking care of the poor and the needy, doing justice to the people. If the people are denied of their rights, the poor people around, hungry, homeless, their rights are not recognized, then you stand up for that. You tell the people that, yes, take care of them. Do it yourself. الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. It is mentioned that Abu Jahl had some money belonging to an orphan, and he was giving it to them. He was not giving it to that person. And some people said, go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tell him. And they knew that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Jahl was the enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he would not listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they wanted to see what happens. They thought that maybe he will go and then there will be a shouting match between the two of them. Na'udhu billah. Or the Prophet will say, he will not listen to me, so I don't go. So the pen came and told the Prophet, and the Prophet went immediately and told him. And Abu Jahl, surprisingly, he went. And he said, yes, this belonged to him, and he gave to him. He listened. And when they said to him, why? What happened? Why have you changed yourself? Why did you listen to him? He said, I saw that somebody is going to destroy me. I saw both sides. There are some mighty beings that are standing, and they maybe devour me. So he stood. And he listened. That is the power of the truth. Don't be afraid of telling the truth. Don't be afraid to stand for justice. Because justice is supported by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And they don't urge people to take care of the poor. And it is prayer. Prayer is very important. But prayer is not just rituals. You come and pray and then go. The prayer is to understand the meaning of the prayer, the message of the prayer, the values of the prayer. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salat, the prayer, protects person, prevents a person. So salat has a message. First of all, it protects you, and the second thing, it prevents you. It forbids you from shameful deeds and evil deeds. So if the prayer is that way, yes, that is a good prayer. That is the real prayer. But those who simply show off of the prayer, that show off has no meaning. Show off is sometimes maybe terrible to do that. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. Allah says, those who just make a show off. And they do not do even a small courtesy. Ma'un literally means a little thing that neighbors ask the neighbor. You know, neighbor asks you sometime, can I borrow a screwdriver? Neighbor, wife say, come to a neighbor and say, I'm cooking, but there is no onion, there is no milk, there is no salt, there is no pepper. Can I borrow a little? Can I get something? So neighbors help each other. Neighbors need that. And the person does not even do that. And he says he's a very religious person. What kind of religion is that? That you don't even take care of your neighbors. Small courtesies do not do to the people. So that is the message of this surah. The surah emphasizes charity, courtesy, kindness, standing for justice, for truth, sincerity, truthfulness. This is the message, that religion is all about this. Religion is beliefs. Religion is worship. Religion is following the rules and laws. And religion is akhlaq. Religion is good manners, good relations. There are people who are religious, but not in the real sense. There are some people who are religious partially. That is, some things of the religion they like, so they do. They like to go to Hajj, they go Hajj. But if you ask them to help somebody, they don't do that. If you tell them to do something for the good cause, they don't. But they go Hajj, every now and then they go for Hajj. And then they go for umrahs, which is fine, good. But that's neglecting other things. Some people do, you know, somebody likes, mentioned that somebody said that day, somebody like iftar and sahur, but was not fasting. How come you do iftar and sahur, but you don't fast? I like iftar and sahur, but fasting is too difficult for him. So at least I'm some Muslim. That's why I pray. So that's kind of partial religion. Do whatever you like, and whatever you don't, find it hard, difficult, ignore that. And there are people who are religious outwardly. When they are in public, when they are with Muslims, they show that they are very Muslim. They act like Muslims. But when they are in their privacy, they don't. They don't even pray. Neglect prayers. Neglect other important things. But public, yes, they pray. You may think that they are very pious. And there are people who do things good when they are with Muslims, and do something else when they are with others. So, as they say, do when you are in Rome, do what the Romans do. When you are with Muslims, do what as Muslims. When you are with somebody else, do something else. There is sincerity. There has to be sincerity. There has to be total commitment. Islam wants idu udkhulu fi silm kaffa. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, enter into Islam totally, completely, outwardly, inwardly, publicly, privately. You have to be Muslim all the time, 24 hours, not part-time Muslims. Full-time Muslim. Always committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean committed to the Messenger of Allah. Of course, be good to others, be kind to others, but at the same time, your commitment to Allah should be complete, full-time. اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ Oh, you who believe, why do you say what you do not do? It is most hateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you say and you do not do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized that you say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and you follow that. You live by that. Not just say that, not that lip service to Islam, not lip service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the real service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The full commitment to Allah. That is what is needed. And that brings transformation And this transformation brings the real change and the real help and make people the real Muslims. So this surah is emphasizing that point. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُطُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. Have you considered, have you reflected on that? So reflect on this surah and reflect on the message of the Quran. Have you seen that person? Maybe yourself, maybe myself. So that's why it is important to think about that. Who am I? What am I? How is my relationship with Allah? Have you seen yourself? Look in the mirror and say, is it this me? I say myself a Muslim. Am I really a Muslim? هل أنتم مسلمون؟ As the Quran says, هل أنتم مسلمون؟ يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا. Oh, you who believe, believe. And you say you believe, for good, but believe. Believe in the real sense. So that is what is. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. Good you pray. Good you read the Quran. Good you go to Hajj. Good you fast. Good you some other things. But also social duties, social responsibilities, caring and kindness to those who are poor, who are need, your neighbors, your co-workers, others, all of these common courtesies. These are all the part of religion. Sincerity. Allah lillahi ad-deenul khalis. Remember, the deen that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which is khalis, which is pure, good, sincere. Sincerity is part of the religion. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sincere religion. Give us our religion, our religiosity, our religious behavior be sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete and total. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Just a reminder to those of you who are permanent residents and citizens of the country, people pay attention to the presidential election. And presidential election is very important for the country as well as for the world. Of course, international relations, America's relations with the world. So presidential elections are very important. But then there are also midterm elections. And midterm elections are as important as presidential election. Because in the midterm elections, you elect the representatives. You elect one third of the Senate. For the states, governors, judges, and many other important people. Some other legislation that comes up. So all of these things come in the midterm election. So do not neglect. It is your responsibility also, because we have mentioned that being a citizen, responsible citizen, it means that you participate and you pay attention to that. So that is going to be, you all know that, it's going to be this Tuesday, the 8th of November. And it's very close. So you have received your ballots. And if you have not, go and claim your ballots. And then think about it, how you should vote. And who are the people whom you should select for the Senate, for the Congress, and other local people, state officials that who have to be elected. So all these is going to be here, and inshallah, take over. I mean, you may not find the most ideal candidate. None of them are most ideal. But as we call it, Ahwanul Baliyatain, the least harmful, or who can bring some benefit. So try to do that, inshallah. I mean, you might say, well, these none of them really represent us, they represent Islam. Islam, and of course, they don't represent Islam. But we have responsibility. So at least take something. When you have many issues, see who can do more, who can do best among those who are doing that. So select the one who could be most beneficial or least harmful. One way or the other, I mean, that is the selection. And it is part of our religious responsibility as well. So as we take care of the poor and the needy, as we stand for justice and all the things, that is also in a participatory democracy, we are very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have participatory democracy. It's not like some other places where people are shooting the responsible people. The chaos that is going on in some places. May Allah guide the ummah. May Allah guide the people where there are difficulties and problems. May Allah bring them to the right path and help them to work on that. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء العمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعلنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا واستقيموا. Please make straight lines, be close to each other. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض ولا طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله We'll have Salatul Janaza inshallah and also make dua for people who requested dua. We pray for the health of Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haitham Bundakchi, Brother Bilal Dalati, Sister Rima Dalati, Sister Radia Sultana, Muhammad Nazimuddin, Brother Usaid Azhar, Brother Qasim Abu Bakr, Baby Anaya Rafi, and Ayub family, Kewal family, Kamal family, may Allah bless them and give them shifa. اللهم اشف انت الشافي لا شافي الا انت شفاء لا يغادر سقما دعاء مغفره for brother سعيد جميل sister صالحه سرور علي brother عبد الحميد ترين may Allah bless them give them jannah inshallah and give patience to their families and now we'll be praying salatul janaza for sister shaheen shajari and burial is going to take place in overseas And our condolences to Brother Hussein Dashti, their children and relatives and friends. May Allah give you patience. And also there is a baby, full-term baby, Shams Al-Kabbani. We have also here for Janaza, inshallah. And we have a dua for the parents, Brother Yusuf and sisters. And May Allah bless you all. Please stand up and the immediate family members, if you want to be in the front area, please come. And also please remember that from this Sunday, you set your clock backward and there will be prayer, inshallah, changes in the prayer times. Please notice that. Yes, from both families, any brothers want to be in the front area, please come. Somebody. Okay. Salatul Janaza, as a reminder, has four takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hand, hold them. After that, you recite Tasbih, Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, or Suratul Fatiha. And then second takbir, after that, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And third takbir, after that, a special dua for the maghfirah. So you say, Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina, and then also baby. So you, for baby, you say, Allahumma ja'alhu lana faratan wa ja'alhu lana ajran wa zukhra. Oh Allah, make him for us a pioneer, going ahead of us, inshallah, speaking on behalf of us and intercede for us, inshallah. So we will make dua for the adult and then we dua for the baby. And then fourth takbir and then salam on both sides. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد الله أكبر اللهم اغفر لأهلنا الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اجعل لنا فرطا واجعل لنا أجرا وذخرا واجعل لنا شافعا ومشفعا اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وعافها واعف عنها اللهم أكرم نزلها ووسع مدخلها اللهم اغسل خطاياها بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم جازها بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم صبر أهلها اللهم صبر أهلهم جميعا رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Just give a few minutes, inshallah, so people pray sunnah. And then after that, the body will be taken, inshallah. Barakallahu fiik. Adam Allahu ajrakum wa ahsana aza'akum. Barakallahu fiik.